It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Congressman Mo Brooks joins us now to talk about the direction of this country and what's taken place so far. Congressman, welcome back in. I know you and our Attorney General Steve Marshall here in Alabama have been fighting legally for years to prevent illegals from being counted towards congressional appointment. But, wow, changing of the guard, does this change this now for Alabama with the Joe Biden administration?
If Joe Biden is successful in diminishing the votes of American citizens, then yes, there's a pretty good chance that it will change what our representation is from the state of Alabama. We probably will lose one electoral college vote for president. We'll probably lose a congressional seat, and we'll probably lose a whole bunch of federal government funding that is tied to Alabama population counts.
Do Americans get to weigh in on other countries' voting and elections? Can I go to Canada and cast my ballot? Can I go to, you know, the UK and cast my ballot?
No, sir. Not that I'm aware of. Not in state of jail. So.
Why do we allow that in this country? Why do we not enforce the current immigration laws on the books? We haven't done so for quite some time, and it's just looking like it's going to get worse.
Well, the Democrats seek power, and one of the ways in which they can get power is by making it hard to stop non-citizens from voting in our elections. And if you go back to the 1993 National Voter Registration Act, forced through Congress when the Democrats controlled the House, the White House, and the Senate, that law made it illegal for our voter registrars to require proof of citizenship when an illegal alien or a non-citizen comes to register to vote. So you can't deny them registration because you can't require proof of citizenship.
It's
and so the Democrats have perceived that that generates a whole lot of votes for them, and it may have been the tipping point in this year's presidential race.
Who says that the Congress gets to call that shot? I mean, what about the courts? I mean, we have laws that are being broken.
Steve Marshall and I have lawsuits, or one lawsuit that is in federal court in Birmingham. It's been there for, gosh, probably close to a year and a half now, if my memory serves me correctly. Hopefully we will get a court order at some point in time to resolve the issue of whether illegal aliens should be counted for the purposes of the distribution of electoral college votes and congressional seats. We're not there yet. At some point, we will get there. If we get favorable judicial rulings at the trial court, appellate court, and Supreme Court level, then that will certainly help us keep seven congressional seats and nine electoral college votes.
Mo, you have always been a fighter for the Constitution in our country. You are always leading the charge to do what's right and legal for this country. Why is it? I mean, does the GOP not realize how angry we are for their weakness when it comes to standing up like you've done?
A lot of establishment Republicans are exactly as you've described them. They don't understand regular people, regular lives, people that are paycheck to paycheck, people who are struggling to put their kids through college or food on the table. And it's very unfortunate that there's a big gap between what I call our elitist or establishment Republicans and the rank-and-file Republicans who are middle class or lower income, and they know the struggle day-to-day. But the people who are elitist in our Republican Party, who think nothing of hiring cheap illegal alien labor rather than American citizens because the illegal alien is cheaper to hire, those are the folks who unfortunately control a lot of the monetary resources in politics.
Well,
and
it's going to hurt American jobs.
Advantage to Americans. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you know, what really bothers me, and I think a lot of, you know, Republican voters, is that, you know, people like Mitch McConnell, for instance, you know, when it comes to the Democrats, they rally the troops. They circle the wagons. They support the team captain, no matter what, 99% of the time. Republicans, I'm going to say maybe 80% of the time. does McConnell realize what he is doing and pushing and allowing and opening the door for fellow Republicans to just bail and not support what our agenda is all about as far as conservative and Republicans in this country?
I've long believed that Mitch McConnell is driven by the lust for campaign dollars, contributions, and there are some serious players in American politics who want Mitch McConnell to impeach Donald Trump, and there's probably campaign money attached to that, and he's seeking the campaign money. Now, that's my view. Perhaps I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I fear I'm right.
I think you're spot on, and which leads me to, real quickly, term limits. I don't think that people should serve, you know, more than 2-3 terms. If you're a congressman and you want to run for Senate, then that's fine. That opens the door for 2 more terms. If you're a senator and want to be governor, for each portion of the government service, there's got to be term limits. Now, if you're a senator and then you want to become governor and then governor become president, then those are separate terms. I get that. But we have got to take it away from the hands of the Congress to decide on term limits in this country. Why not put it on the ballot and let the voters decide about term limits?
Well, there's no mechanism for that through the United States Congress. You're not going to see the United States Congress pass term limits. I've, on occasions, co-sponsored term limit legislation. I'll vote for it. But the only way you're going to get it is if you have an Article 5 constitutional convention of the states and the states impose it. That's where the state legislatures get together and they dictate what the Constitution is going to say with respect to term limits, thereby bypassing the United States Congress. But you're not going to get congressmen and senators to fire themselves.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I'm saying we've got to get it out of the congressional hands. And if that's a constitutional deal, but somehow the voters have to speak louder and start holding people accountable for not wanting to change that. Well, Congressman Mo Brooks, thank you so much. Always good to chat with you, and I appreciate your hard work.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.